Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 30th. Happy Resurrection Day. I want to say a special thank you to Amy Harwell for reading for the podcast for an entire week. Amy, you are a blessing to our fellowship, and thank you for reading God's Word and for helping us and challenging us to think deeply about the things of faith. This is an exciting weekend. I am actually away at PCB, Laguna Beach Resort, with the youth ministry. The students are there. We are learning about what it means to follow Christ this weekend at the beach. And Wayne is the camp pastor, and we're splitting up into different groups. So I hope you'll hear a little bit from the youth at some point over the next couple of days on the podcast. In this season of Project 119, we see Jesus as the fulfillment of the covenant. He is the one who was longed for, the one who was promised, the one who was prophesied about. And today we're going to read the parable of the Good Samaritan. And Jesus, if we think about it, is the Good Samaritan to us because he has ultimate mercy upon us. Luke 10:25-37. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I was challenged and encouraged by this passage, encouraged to think about how Jesus takes pity on us. He bandages our wounds, he pours on oil and wine, and he makes provision for us. And I was challenged by how God asks us to be that same presence in the lives of those around us. And so my question to myself today and to you is, who is it that God has called you to be a Samaritan to today, to take pity on them, to have mercy on them, to do something to bandage their wounds, to pray over them, and to make sure that they know that they are loved and taken care of? And as we do this, we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit, that he would be the one doing the work in and through us. My prayer for us today also is that the word would come alive to us, that we would hear the word, we would retain it, and that it would then impact the way that we live. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. We thank you, Lord, for all the busyness of church activity. We thank you for a great week of children's camp that the children came back from on Thursday. and we thank you for the student ministry beach retreat this weekend. We ask, Lord, that you would be in the business of transforming lives. Thank you, Lord, for this challenging word about the Good Samaritan. Thank you for being the one to take pity on us. Have mercy on us, Lord. Continue to help us to know that you love us. Thank you for binding up the brokenhearted. Thank you for healing us and being the one who is creator, sustainer, redeemer, and most of all, Father. We pray, Lord, that as we go about our day today, that we would do so in joy, knowing that it is because of your resurrection, Lord Jesus, that we live. Help us to be a people who look for opportunities to serve others. We love you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.
I'm Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Redden.
Charlotte and May have been playing a lot over the last day. Charlotte came on the beach retreat last year. What did you like about the beach retreat that made you want to come back?
I liked all the people on it last year, and the worship was really fun last year.
Let's talk about the food at beach retreat.
It's actually really good. We have some really good cooks.
Okay.
And last year I liked when they did the taco.
Taco bar?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, Caroline. tell me about the theme of Beach Retreat.
The theme of Beach Retreat, growing in faith.
Yes. What grade are you going into?
I'm going into 8.
And what do you enjoy about the youth group?
I enjoy just, like, getting new friends and, like, growing my faith with God.
Yeah, and we get to be at the beach together and worship the Lord. It's pretty exciting. Yesterday, during our free time, I heard y'all singing Taylor Swift songs. What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Oh, that's hard. I guess just, like, anything from, like, Speak Now.
Okay.
All Too Well.
Oh, yeah, or All Too Well.
Come on in, Charlotte.
Hello again.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I like Long Live and All Too Well.
Oh, yeah.
All right, not to put you on the spot, but do you have a favorite Christian song?
King of Kings.
Ooh, I like that one,
yeah.
Too. Okay, good deal. What about book of the Bible or story of the Bible?
Matthew.
The Gospel of Matthew? Okay.
I like Genesis.
Okay. Tell me more. Why do y'all like the ones you like?
I don't know. I just like how it's, like, opening, like, telling about.
Yeah.
No, I like how it's opening of the second book.
Of the New Testament, of the New right? Testament. Okay. Well, last night we talked about Genesis chapter 1 in our small group time. Tell me just, like, one little snippet of what you remember from that.
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Who has unconditional love for us?
God.
Yeah.